When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Coming up on Relatables. The scene is, you've just left after your first date.
Yeah.
You've just got in the car, okay? And then she texts you. She texts you saying, thanks so much, had the best time. Can't wait to do it again.
Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
You are listening to
Relatables.
Season 3.
Episode 24.
24. All right, Oddie. Is this relatable?
Hit me.
Waking up in the middle of the night to piss and keeping your eyes as closed as possible and just to piss. And then when you get back to bed, you're just like, I got a time frame here. I got to get back to sleep instantly.
Relatable. I do it every night.
Also, nothing more annoying.
Oh, literally.
I could not be more pissed off when I wake up and I'm like, oh.
Have you ever like walked and hit something and you've had to open up completely and you're like,
you're awake. You're like, I'm awake. Yeah. And you're like, the time is ticking. Time is ticking.
I don't have that ticking time thing. I always just think I'm going to fall asleep. But if I hit something, I'm like, oh, this pain hurts more than usual when it's light.
I live with my sister and whenever I do it, it's a big risk because there's about a 50-50 chance it's all going in the toilet.
Yeah.
But if you live with a dude, it doesn't matter because the guy knows what it's like.
Yeah.
But when you live with a girl, she's like, can you stop pissing on the floor? Which is a valid thing to say.
Exactly.
But also it's like, no, I can't. I literally can't.
Literally, I didn't even think about the best thing is having my own bathroom because yeah. I used to have those thoughts.
Yeah.
But now I don't. Yeah. All right, my one. Is this relatable? So you see someone first, right?
Yeah.
But you pretend you don't see him because you don't want to talk to him.
I literally, that is my life motto. Literally. My life goal is to go in public and if I see someone I know, head down. And whenever, and in my, also when I make eye contact with them, I'm like, if they go, you know, make a little, that's when I'll be like, oh, hey. Yeah, but exactly. If they don't, I'm like, I'll happily
walk away. I always pretend. At Coles recently, the other day, I saw like four people I knew.
Yep.
I was like, this isn't happening again.
I know. I don't have time for this. Again. I don't have time for this.
I want to have conversations. I'm shaking hands with them. You know, I'm just like, I'm in and out of here.
It's so annoying.
I know.
It's the most annoying thing ever. That is relatable. Yeah. Oh my God.
All right. Up next, guys, is a YouTube exclusive. So if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and just listening for your ears, if you want a bit of extra after, head on over to YouTube and it's Man Eater versus Girl Next Door.
All right, we'll see you over there. All righty, guys, welcome back to another episode. We thought we'd start it off nice and quick for you, get you nice and all gassed up for the rest of the episode.
Thanks for tuning in.
Head over to Patreon if you haven't already.
Yeah, that's
go
where-
suss it out.
So I've had some magic happens, but honestly, thanks everybody for tuning in here. We've got a big episode actually, Jake.
It is. Thanks to you guys. Thank you very, very much. It is 1-0 to me on the outfit of the weeks for the podcast.
Yeah, bullshit.
We will keep on. We're going to keep doing it and we'll see.
No, you have an unfair advantage because I walk in the front door.
Why?
And you haven't changed yet. So you get to see what I've brought to the table and then you go pick what you can win.
That's not. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, what do you want me to do?
Be ready by 8:30.
But we recorded Patreon first.
Still, maybe have it set on the bed so I know that you aren't changing. You say this
okay,
is what
okay,
I'm
ready. I'll set it up. Okay, I'll have it ready. I can't see you before the...
Because you're winning. 100%.
How do you know? What if they like yours better?
If you guys,
I'm just in my Harry Styles era.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. You look jealous.
You know what you're doing.
All I know my listeners unlike you. I know my listeners unlike you, my fans.
I'm in my skater boy era. Look, yeah. Before this, you were wearing like trackies.
Fuck boy or nice guy, Oddie, guys. Yeah, comment on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube.
We already did. It was nice guy.
Were you nice guy?
You were a fuck boy.
I gave you nice guy. Yeah. Was everyone saying I was a fuck boy?
Yeah, you are a fuck boy.
Yes, because you chose fuck boy photos. Yeah. You knew what you were doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you. anyway, enough of that. But if you girls are going, or guys going on your hot girl walks, we wanted you to tag us on Instagram, Relatables, and Jake and I are private. And we'll reshare that shit.
Yeah.
Because we know a lot of you are walking and doing something cool. And
maybe you're at work bored.
Yeah, just like put our little, you can share your Spotify up there and tag us and we'll reshare that shit because we're starting a community.
Fuck yeah.
But before we get into the episode, Jake.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a statistic.
Oh.
I wanted to share with you that I thought you might find quite funny.
Okay.
So you like to think, don't you?
I like to think.
Yeah. What do you do when you think?
What do I do when I think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You say
Oh, I do.
You say a lot.
I do.
So as I edit the podcast.
Do you say
I've recorded how many times you said in the last episode and how many times I said it.
Uh-oh. I don't even know if I want to know this.
Do you want to have a punt at, we'll start with me. I was less than you.
Okay.
How many times do you reckon I said in last episode? It was about an hour 10.
15 times.
15 times.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
15 times. How many times do you think you said
33.
44. What? You're lucky because I make you sound a lot smarter sometimes because sometimes you go, and that's so easy to cut out.
Yeah,
so,
true.
So I'll make your point seem real concurrent. Quick. Yeah.
Oh, man.
When I was doing this, I just kept doing tallies. I was like, 44.
Oh, shit.
I was laughing, hey.
I always notice when I'm editing the clips that I say like.
Mm.
We both say like, to be honest with you. Maybe you should do a like tally. Likes that, next. That'll be 100.
Likes next.
Don't.
I got to listen to it anyway, so I just put a little tally, so it's easy.
That's so funny. The okay, I need to...
I thought if I said it, you might actually just like articulate it and not say as much.
Yeah, you know what it is, though? shit.
See?
Okay. You know what it is?
It's going to be good.
It's whenever I have a pause and there's a pause, I don't want there to be nothing, like silence.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, so the listener can knows that there's someone still there because I've listened to a whole bunch of podcasts where if they have silence, I'm like, oh, did it cut out?
Yeah.
And then I go check it out and I'm like, oh, they always need to be talking.
I think there's one thing we do also is we like laugh at the end, like sync and we go,
We always, always sync up laughs. And yeah, we always do that. And it's so funny. It's like, I really need it. Okay, I'm going to work on the ums.
It's like how, isn't girls who live together, they synchronize their periods?
Yeah.
We synchronize our laughs.
Yeah, exactly. So boys feel it too.
Yeah.
All right, boys feel it too.
Exactly.
Okay, let's do it.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, Relatables.
All right, dilemmas, baby. If you don't know where to submit these, Instagram, Linktree, scroll to the bottom, weekly dilemmas, you're right there.
Yep.
hi, fellas, dilemma.
You just said
Oh, sorry. Dilemma. Is it weird to... Why do I say this?
Now I'm noticing. Okay, sorry.
Dilemma. Is it weird to date someone who has the same name as one of your siblings? Bit of context. I'm a 29-year-old female. I live in a small US city. I'm new to the city, been here 6 months. Previously lived in a much larger city. The dating pool here is relatively small. I'm on the apps and it's been a lot of the same people. Okay. I recently matched with someone who shares the same first name as one of my brothers. Both of my brothers, there's two, have really common names. Historically, I'd immediately swipe left to avoid the topic at all. In the previous city I lived in was much larger, so I could afford to do that. But now, with the smaller dating pool, I feel inclined to give this guy a chance. Thoughts? P.S. I just matched with someone in this scenario. We've joked about him sharing his name as one of my brothers, but he doesn't really have any real nicknames or anything. We're going to grab drinks later this week and test drive using his middle name. He, P.S. His name is Jake.
Wow, okay. Nice name. Also, probably the most common name I've ever seen in my life. Right. I think it's only weird if they also look and act like your brother. If you get there and he looks, if he resembles your brother and acts like him, girl, it's sus.
Even if he didn't have your name and he did that, that'd be sus.
Exactly.
But can you look past, like...
My sister's name is Joanna. Everyone knows that.
You're getting down and dirty, right? And like, she's like, you have to say like, oh, Jake.
Ooh.
Or,
yo.
Like, would you, yeah, I don't know.
Personally, I'm thinking about it. I'm deep in it.
I couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't do it either.
I don't have a sister, so it's a little bit different for me, but.
But you, your brother, his name. Oh, actually. Could definitely.
I could eat him.
Yeah. Could definitely. What about the name of a parent?
Nah. I don't think I'll just steer clear.
Yeah.
I think it's weird.
I apologize about the size of the dating pool, but I'm with Oddie on this one.
Just because like the intimate connection and the name, the, I don't know, sort of emotion you have related to your brother's name.
Yeah.
Just like Jake means your brother. It can't mean your lover.
That's a good point. Yeah. Because you're the girl too, okay?
Mm.
And while doing the deed, you know, test driving, girls are more commonly say the guy's name during the deed.
Yeah.
So maybe if he wouldn't think it was weird, like if you had the same name as one of his sisters and you were saying his name, it wouldn't be as weird because it doesn't really match up. But because you're the one that's most likely going to be saying his name and you're saying your brother's name,
yeah,
does that mean that your brain is going to be like, oh, that's so weird to say, but this is so good. But then are you going to be like, oh, no, now I'm thinking about my brother.
See, all these thoughts going on inside your brain. I know. We don't want them.
I'm overthinking it. Like, oh. Yeah.
This is why parents out there picking names for your kids, have a bit of creativity.
That's why people get creative.
I'm never, ever going to have this issue in my world.
I've never met anyone named Oddie.
No, exactly.
Or Otway.
Exactly.
So what's with the, yeah, let's be creative. So
it is weird. Don't go on the date, lady. And
don't go on it. Yeah. Don't go on the
what
date.
What do you think about test running the middle name? So you'd be called Mitchell.
I could see. That's a first name. Mitchell's a first name.
I could be Conrad. I'm Conrad.
Conrad could be a first name.
Yeah.
It is a first name.
Yeah.
I wouldn't actually.
Would you want your girl to be calling you Mitchell? What?
I wouldn't even be opposed to that.
Really?
Because that's literally the only person that would call me that. So then it's their thing.
Maybe you have the solution.
Mm.
And then you only call him Mitchell. And then when you say Jake, you're cute.
Yeah, true. Or here we go. If he really likes you, he'll legally change his name for you.
Good point.
Yeah. So test him.
Yeah.
I say test him.
The bare minimum. Will he change his name for you?
Yes. All right. My one. So me and my boss have been having a flirty thing for a while now. One time we were in his office after he called me in and he was talking about the schedule with me. One thing led to another and we kissed. One of the new chefs, who doesn't speak English well, walked in mid-kiss. The chef literally ran out. It was the weirdest shit. After that, I just left the office. One day, like a week later, I forgot my wallet in the back after my shift. I walked in and it was closing, so no one was around. When in the back room, I hear moaning. It was coming from my boss's office. I look around the corner and see my boss and the chef having intercourse. I gasped and just left. Nobody saw me, thankfully. Next day, my boss asked me out. I said yes, but I'm confused if he likes me or not. We have had a thing before that chef showed up. My boss is somehow gay for him and straight for me. Anyways, I'm so conflicted and I don't know what to do. Plus, that chef likes to say random things in a different language a lot out loud, out of nowhere when cooking. I translated one of the things he said. He said, money, money, but fuck money. Is he being paid for sex? I need to hear your theories and opinion. Wait, what? This is crazy.
No.
This can't be real.
I know. This is ridiculous. Where do you work, girl?
She works in a kitchen.
I don't want to eat there.
Oi. True. Yeah. I agree.
What's your boss doing? He's lipsing everyone.
He is. Oh, my God. Okay. So your boss is bi.
Which is fine.
Which is fine.
But he's playing you.
But, yeah, he wants to have his cake and also eat your cake.
Who else's cakes he eating?
The other chefs.
Yeah.
He wants that cake.
He's probably
He wants that boy cake and that girl cake. I guarantee you your cake's got more juice than his cake.
I love how this if this girl asks, I said yes, but I'm now confused if he likes me or not. Why is that your question? What do you mean? Why is he doing this and glipsing everyone? I don't want to see him anymore.
Oh, I reckon.
Would you go? You wouldn't go out with him if you saw.
No.
No.
If I was working somewhere and I kissed my boss and it was a girl and she was straight for me and then I walked in a week later and saw her having lesbian intercourse with a different chef.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, well, looks like she won.
Yeah.
Looks like she won.
Exactly.
But then what's confusing the girl is that this person said in a different language, money, money, but fuck money.
Yeah, that's difficult. I don't know what I think. I don't know.
I'm going to go with our advice is steer clear.
My advice is quit.
Or actually, maybe ask for a threesome.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, you could go toxic and be like, I heard old, I don't know what this foreign, oh, it's a guy's name is. Yeah. He's getting some moolah.
Mm, yeah.
For that cake out there.
Oh my God.
My cake's a whole lot bigger. I need a bigger back.
Yes. Oi, when you're okay, go out with the boss. All right.
So no. That kiss was free, but if you want more, you got to pay.
And you know he's going to pay.
Yeah. Because
if he's paying for someone else, he'll pay for
you. No, then you blackmail him and say, I saw you fucking actually.
If he says no, I'm not paying for that.
He said, I saw you fucking, what's your name? Do you want to lose your whole restaurant or else you're going to pay to fuck me?
You should have filmed it.
Yeah, you should
have. Promotions, yeah, everything.
You could be an owner.
Literally.
Have shares in
you
it.
You could have shares.
Yeah, literally.
It's called extortion and it's illegal, but you could do it.
You could do it.
Yeah.
This is how you get to the top.
Literally, yeah. This is how you get to the top. You pay your way to the top or you blackmail your way to the top, all right? Think about how many... Look at Jeffrey Epstein. I know he's dead, but that man bought an island by blackmailing people and giving him money to shut him
up. Oh, you know your Stephen Hawking thing?
Yeah.
That got debunked.
Oh.
Yeah, someone commented it.
So he didn't actually go to the island?
No, someone who was there clarified that he wasn't actually in it. He wasn't there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so,
oh, well.
See, I read the comments.
You read the comments. There you go.
Yeah. But either quit or take the toxic route and get your money, girl.
Get that bag, girl. We get say it. Hustle harder, hustle smarter.
Yeah. Just need to take a sip of wisdom.
I got, look, my thingo matches my outfit. Yours doesn't match yours. Come on, man. Cheers, me. No.
We're against each other in this battle of clothing.
It's going to be a challenge every week then.
I need to buy some stunt brands. If you want to send me some stuff, I need to beat this guy.
Oddie needs help, let me tell you. This man needs help.
This is actually a good fit.
It actually is. Granted. Mine's just better.
Okay. First of all, love the pod. I'm 23 and a girl, and I live with three housemates in the UK, a couple and a boy. I knew the couple from back home, but had never met this boy before we moved together 9 months ago. Naturally, we have gotten really close because the couple tend to go to bed early and we end up staying up late, just chatting, watching movies, and generally spending a lot of time together. We get along really, really well, and my friends often ask me if we're something more when we're out together because they can just see that we are very close. We kissed drunkenly recently, and we didn't tell anyone because we did not want to cause house drama. We often go out together, and he's very protective and acts like my boyfriend, which sometimes is nice, but other times it's just full-blown cock-blocking me. Recently, we have been staying up late a lot, and I can feel him playing around and dancing with me, almost trying to tee up another kiss. I just don't know what to do. My dilemma is, but as much as I like him, we have committed to a four-year lease together.
What?
And I am so nervous that if I tried something for real, it wouldn't work out, then this would upset the dynamic of the house. What do I do? Another side note is that I travel for work every few months and we only ever get with other people when we aren't in the same country. I.e., he never brings a girl home when I'm there and I do the same. Is this weird?
Whoa. Okay. I just want to ask. 4 year lease.
Is that a thing? UK?
Maybe it's a UK thing. Maybe you can do it here and we just didn't know.
Does that make your like lease cheaper?
I don't know if it makes it cheaper or if you can maybe lock in a price for 4 years or.
Maybe that's smart.
4 year lease. Like what's crazy.
Max is a year, isn't it?
I thought it was a year, but maybe it can be. Oh, actually, I'm pretty sure you can sign a 2 year lease here.
Maybe you could. Like, I feel like.
Cause maybe
I
always, you can negotiate with
maybe
the
you
owner.
Can do 10 years.
Maybe, actually.
We're just like naive.
Yeah.
Because you always often see people like, how the fuck did you afford this house?
Yeah.
Like the rent of what it would be today, but they might have locked in 10 years ago.
Maybe.
Like that should be shit for a homeowner.
Yeah. Oh, if they locked in price, you know, if you did a 10-year lease, I'm sure.
Well, and it already pays off your mortgage. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. Right,
yeah, whatever.
Okay. So what does she want to know? We had a dilemma like this, and I told you this always happens. And yeah. you didn't agree with me.
No, it's different.
Oh, whatever.
It's different. People will remember it was a Patreon episode and we argued.
Yeah, we talked too much about Patreon. If you want to go over there, feel free, but this is one.
Yeah.
So, or is it going to fuck up the dynamic of if they get together?
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
It will. But like, okay. I can feel weird about it though because so they like each other, but obviously don't want to commit to something because I assume they're thinking like they don't want to spend, they wouldn't want to spend the rest of their lives together. You know what I mean?
Sort of, not really.
Kind of, because like, so they obviously like each other
mm-hmm.
and they're holding off from sleeping with each other and she's holding off from kissing him again because she thinks that it's going to mess up the dynamic of the house. And then if they were to date, they've got a 4-year lease, and if they break up, they're stuck in this 4-year lease, so it's going to make it weird.
I think the whole dynamic's wrong.
So I think that basically you need to just be like, no, like we can't, nothing can happen.
I think so too, because I don't like it. Like the dynamic's wrong. You've got together from being around each other so much, and then this lease is in the equation. And like if you do start seeing each other, you're going to be with each other every single day, which is probably a weird place to start a relationship.
Yeah. And you're with each other every day now. I guess the only benefit is you know how they are at a home setting, if that makes sense. Like is he clean, the way he lives, what he's like, you know? You know him very well.
Maybe too well. I don't think you should see that side of someone before.
Yeah, I don't know how people do this. I guess it's like they do it to save money because they're in a housemates, but I don't know if I could ever live with
this someone. This is the classic shitting where you eat.
Yeah, true.
Don't shit where you eat. Like, go somewhere else. If you just have to ask yourself, if you potentially want to break this 4-year lease and whatever that means, paying out a new, like, I don't know, fees to get a new tenant in or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're committed to do that and happy to do it, I mean, feel free to go for it. But if it's, I don't think it's worth the hassle, especially if you have a good relationship with this dude, just friend zone the fuck out of him and say that was a one-time thing and then just live your best life and find love elsewhere. And I reckon it'd be more healthy because your starting point's too icky for me.
I agree. It sounds so messy.
Yeah.
It sounds like it has the potential to get messy. It has too much potential to get messy.
Yeah, worst thing you want to be having in the back of your mind is that thought you've already said, where if we break up, what do I do about my lease? You don't want to be having that thought in the back of your head and use that. That could be used as collateral if there's in a fight or something.
Agreed. Also, the fact that he cockblocks you already on a night out when you guys aren't anything.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah.
That's toxic. Not good. That's not good at all.
I think he's hiding his real emotions and he's probably already in love with you.
He probably is. You probably really need to talk to him about it. Like, this is not a good idea. Like, I think in this situation, you are right that the only reason they kind of like each other is because they do spend time together because they live together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that last point, another side note is you never bring home girls and he never brings girls guys. I think that's respectful in your current situation. But if you have this conversation and say we're best friends, like that's all it's ever going to be, then you can bring home whoever you want. And that's fine.
You cannot be best friends. It's just a struggle.
Sorry, friends. Yeah, yeah. Just slip of the tongue.
Yeah, I don't. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hi, guys. I'm a listener from the Philippines and I super love the pod. It's not a dilemma, but I want to get your perspectives on the following. One, do you believe in second chances? When do you reckon it should be given in the context of romantic relationships and talking stages? Two, do you believe that long-distance relationships can work? Three, given our digital world and surge of dating apps, what cultural differences are tolerable to have a long-lasting relationship? All right, number one, do you believe in second chances, Oddie?
No.
No.
Never.
Okay, if it's cheating, never.
No.
What about... In honestly, context. I think that even like... if someone disrespects you, I say like be true to yourself and have fucking keep those standards as literally heaven high, and like,
I agree.
Fuck them.
I really don't think there should be many situations, second chances. If they, yeah, like Jake said, disrespect you in any way or make you feel like bad in any sort of aspect of your relationship and do something that makes you break up, I don't think you should ever turn back on that.
No, if I they, agree.
It happened for a reason and you should just trust the process and move on.
Yeah, 100%, I agree.
That's what I've learned with maturity a bit.
Especially like, you know, so a relationship, it's like a little more like you'd be a little more try and fix it, but a talking stage with someone, if someone does anything stupid, like that's all the reasons to say, fuck off, as I'm glad I'm not dating you.
As soon as your trust is gone.
Yeah.
Like there's no getting it back. Like there's a dynamic shift in the relationship as soon as that's lost, and I don't think there's ever any coming back from it, and then the relationship's just all off. So our unprofessional opinions is no.
Yeah, same. Two, do you believe that long-distance relationships can work?
I do.
Yeah.
I think they can.
I think they can work too. We had someone ask one time about maybe they're like a fair drive apart and they have been dating for 8 months. They want to... You know, they've only seen each other a few times.
Yeah.
So we, our thing was like, I mean, if you really like them and you want them to come to you, you also have to be willing to go to them. So it's like do 6 months or 3 months in each person's place of living and find out where you want to go. Or maybe fucking choose a new place together.
That was going to be my only point of advice. I think long distance relationships work when you're both willing to give.
Mm.
And also... at the end of it, there's a goal where you both come together.
Yeah.
If there's just you living 3 or 4 hours away or something and there's no future together and one of you isn't willing to move or you're both not willing to move somewhere else, then what's the point of doing it? Because there's no end goal where you come together and fall in love even more. But I think, because I think a lot of people are too scared to have that conversation because it might mean they break up and they don't want to do it because they just like talking and they like being comfortable.
Mm.
So I think if you're willing to put in the work, a long distance relationship is a lot more work.
Yeah.
And because you're missing that physical side of things a lot of the time, you're not coming home to bed with them every day or after a hard day's walk to have that work, to have that conversation. You're over a FaceTime. That's probably one good thing about FaceTime. Like, I mean, social media and stuff. FaceTime,
the easy access,
has changed the world.
Like, really, yeah.
Like a phone call, I don't think would do it in a long-term,
long-distance relationship. I honestly think, like, I would struggle, like, not to see my... significant other at least. Like
FaceTime once. Gives you the hit.
I need like at least once a week.
Yeah.
I need it. And it would be okay. Like let's say my significant other was going on a holiday for a month or 2 months. It's like, I know they're coming back to me and like fair enough. So like that 2 months is fine. You know, FaceTime's great for that reason.
Mm.
But just me personally, I feel like, you know, once a week, I need that.
You need your hit.
I need that. What do you reckon?
I'm the same. I really do would like if I was with someone in a relationship, I'd probably preferably to see him 3 times a week.
Mm.
And then...
yeah, about 3 times a week is kind of pretty good.
Yeah, 3 times is probably the perfect amount. Mm. And then one, I definitely need to see him at least once.
Yeah. That's what I need. Yeah, at least I need to see you once.
Yeah, but in the long-term things, if I was in a long-distance relationship, I'd be going like for a month, for a week at a time maybe or something. I don't know if you could do that.
Yeah, I'd be trying. You'd be trying to have a week if here and there. But...
it all comes down to the most important thing is communication in the relationship.
My thing about long-distance relationships that I don't get is, do you ever really see them in their fully comfortable... you know what I mean?
They're always on like their...
because, you know...
I know what you mean.
You know, you're... When you see them quite often, your walls and your guard comes down. You really start to act like yourself. Mm. And then they see what you're like when you're really yourself. Whereas if you go there every once a month and it's only for a weekend, you know, you're kind of that whole weekend really cherishing every second. So you're with them every second and you want to cuddle and you want to do everything. You want to go out for dinners every time you're with them. So then once you do start to spend more time together, let's say you decide to move in together, it's like, you can't keep that up. That's not sustainable.
Not at all.
So do you, yeah, that's like, you just really, if you're in a long distance relationship, you have to remind yourself that when you see them right now, it's when they're at their very best.
Yes.
And everyone has low times and stuff. So if you go and you do spend a lot of time with them after a long distance relationship, you need to keep that in mind.
That is a good point. Didn't think of that.
I'm wise like that, Oddie.
Yeah, sorry.
You get that when you're a good dresser.
Oh, right.
All right, three, given our digital world, in the surge of dating apps, what cultural differences are tolerable to have a lasting relationship? Honestly, don't know.
What does she mean? What
cultural difference?
I assume she means she's a Filipino and she's like, what cultural differences are acceptable or tolerable when dating someone who's...
Well, if you find the right person...
From Australia, I don't think anything matters.
If you find the right person that's respectful of your culture and your religion...
What do you think some cultures have intolerable things?
I think that some people will go into a relationship, let's say, I'll use a Muslim, for example.
Yeah.
They have very strong beliefs, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So if an Australian goes into dating, you know, it's like that. If you have a Muslim boyfriend, he may want to raise his kids Muslim, but that's because that's like his belief.
Yeah.
So if he's open about that from the start and you're like, you don't want that, but you just really like him, you're like, oh, yeah. But like he's been honest with you.
Yeah.
Or say she's been honest with you. Like they want to raise their kids Muslim. Yeah. Or they want to raise their kids Christian, like, or atheist. I don't know. You guys have to be, you have to agree. So what's tolerable? I mean, anything if you talk about it and they agree with you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It all comes down to the person. And if you're looking for someone from a different cultural background, I think where you're going to meet someone like that is going to be open-minded.
Mm.
You're probably going to be traveling. You're going to be doing something interesting that's cool where you're going to find like-minded people who have the same thinking process. So if you're meeting someone in that said situation, I think they're going to be an open-minded and you're going to be fine.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was good.
All righty.
Dilemmas, baby.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.
Oddie, you've been raving about this beard kit. What's the secret, man?
Pretty straightforward, mate. There's this like cool little derma roller that gets the blood flowing on your face. And then there's this like activation serum, does all the magic. Honestly, it's like painless and I'm actually seeing new hairs.
Ah, look at you go. You look like a little bit of a scientist over there. A bit experimental in the old bathroom area. But if you're growing a beard where there was none, I'm all ears, man.
Trust me, it's worth it. Look at the results, especially with our discount code RELATABLE69 in all capitals. It's a steal. Plus, I'm on track to outgrow your beard, mate.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm pretty thick in the old beard area. Listeners, you heard him. Time to join the Beard Growth Challenge.
All right, everybody. Back with the IG. I love this. The community we're building warms me up inside. This week's question is, what's the biggest double standard in society?
We got a lot.
Yes, we did get a lot. And there's some fun ones in mine.
I got a couple that made me go, oh, whoa.
Exactly.
Yeah. You guys are kind of smart. I wouldn't have thought of these.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Tell you who did think of it? Me and my outfit.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Because this is my question.
True.
Yeah, you go first.
Oh, I'll go first. Okay. Why men can show his nipples on Instagram, but girls can't.
Yeah.
Free the nip.
Free him.
Free the nip. That's not us.
Yeah.
That is not us.
Not me at
that's
all.
That's not men. Let me tell you, that's not men.
Yeah.
All right. Free the nip.
By all means. Go for it. If you want to, girl, go for it.
Yeah.
Everyone's got them.
We'll sign a petition
yeah.
that says free the nip, okay? Well,
if you want to do it,
we don't care.
You should start.
You have nipples too.
Similar one. Shirtless blokes equals okay. Bikinied woman, slutty.
Yeah.
Weird, eh?
That is weird. There's always like, if you think about it, old people are always making comments like, didn't dress like that when I was younger to girls. But if I go for runs with my shirt off.
Exactly.
I don't think about people looking at me once and thinking, oh, what a slut.
I tell you that double standard, it's sort of the same thing. I don't think the type of men wearing budgie smugglers should have that much confidence with some of the rigs out there.
Oi.
Sorry, I said it.
I agree.
Some of these rigs I'm seeing at the beach with this gut going over this budgie, I'm like, dude, how are you rocking this with the confidence? Fair enough if you worked hard for it.
Yeah.
I rate the dedication. You deserve to wear a budgie. But if you're fucking slopping away wearing one,
put it away, mate. I could not agree more.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Biggest double standards in society. You want to be thin enough, but not too thin so they suspect that you have an eating disorder.
Oh, shit.
That.
So they want you to thin, but not too thin because like then they think it's too much.
You want to be skinny enough, but not so skinny that they think, oh, she has an eating disorder.
Mm.
There's a very fine line.
That is true. I never thought of that for a girl.
Yeah.
There's no line like that for men, is there?
Men don't care.
At all.
No.
That is, yeah.
It's
that is
pretty bad. That's a really bad one.
That is really bad. Double standards in society. I can't go clubbing, but my boyfriend can.
You can go clubbing, girl. You can go clubbing.
Yeah.
Fuck this man.
You shouldn't have a boyfriend.
Fuck this man.
Exactly.
Biggest double standards in society. Men can only react and women can only overreact.
Oh, shit. Facts.
Yeah.
Oh, I do too.
That hurts.
That does hurt.
Yo.
That's deep.
If we react, it's like, oh, he's just being a man.
Yeah.
If she reacts, it's like, oh, she's overreacting.
Yeah. There she goes again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Par out.
Something's got to change.
I know. Biggest double standards in society. Women being able to objectify men, but men having to step on eggshells talking about girls' looks.
Fair. Look, I get it. But it's kind of like, it's almost like the race thing, you know? Like men kind of like invented the thing that's not good. So it's like, if we can give it, we got to be able to take it.
Oh, no, I think it's the other way around.
Oh.
So she's saying, they talk that much, like they're saying, I want to fuck the shit out of him, or like, he's so sexy, or things I do to his body.
Oh, yeah, girls can, I know what you mean.
And then as soon as we say, fuck, she's fit, you're like, what are you doing objectifying these women? Like, oh.
Wait, I hear you actually. Yeah,
it's very true. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. Girls, stop objectifying us.
Your comment section gets objectified.
Yeah, I know. Actually, yeah. If I commented on a girl.
Yeah, if you commented on your fucking, on a girl's thing, smash, next question. They would be like, yeah. Daily Mail would be like, Jake Craig's fucking.
They probably would write a fucking news article about
on a rampage.
Those dogs.
Yeah.
Body hair for men is natural and on women it's gross.
Ooh, that is a double standard.
That is the biggest double standard.
It's natural. I've never understood that.
That's exactly.
When did it become so normal to like shave everything?
Probably back when it was like, oh, better get dinner ready for my man. Better spruce myself up for my man. Yeah. Oh, can't be hairy for my man.
Exactly. And it's like, as a man speaking, it's programmed in... I don't know why
it's programmed
in my brain that I don't like underarm hair in a woman. Unfortunately,
it is a big turnoff if a girl was to have long underarm hair.
And I'm all for natural, but some way in my brain, I just don't like it.
Don't know why.
Yeah, don't know why.
Honestly, I know why. Society, the way we were brought up, but you know what sucks is, it's like it's so engraved in there. That I don't even think I can think about changing my mind. Is that bad?
I think it's just how it is and I don't know how to change it.
No.
I remember, and this is bad, in school, there was a girl who stopped shaving her legs and everyone was like, that's Chad.
Yeah, everyone gave her shit. Honestly, leg hair, I don't mind it prickly.
I don't mind. But it's just like, it's a natural thing, but for some reason our programming's wrong. We've been programmed wrong way back that the memory is like,
oh, yeah.
It's just,
I agree.
Deeping it too far.
Oh, God.
Biggest double standard in society. A woman who cries is in touch with her feelings, but a man who cries is weak.
Yeah, that one, that one's definitely, that's a well-known one and it's definitely starting to change.
It's shifting.
I think it's trying to change, but at the same time, I think I physically find it hard to cry. You know, I couldn't cry over the same thing a girl cries about.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not at all. Like it's something that's actually something to do with your hormone.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Exactly. And it depends on your time of the month. Like sometimes like you might not cry if you're at the start.
Yeah.
But if you're at the end, you're gonna be fucking bawling your eyes out.
Girls have a 28-day up and down.
Whereas we have a 1 day.
We have a literally 24 hours. We have the exact same hormone patterns every 24 hours.
Yeah.
So we're very consistent.
Yeah. But it's also being from women looking at it, because most of our listeners are girls. If a man does decide to open up to you or cry around you, or you see that, make sure that it's known that that's okay. That's the only thing for it, because a lot of men don't want to be seen as a pussy. That's what we would call it.
That's what we'd say.
That's what we would call it. So if the people around you are supportive and say it's okay, let it out, it's better out than in, la la la, all that stuff, give him a hug, make him feel better, and after it he'll literally feel better. That's when it'll start normalizing, when every single person starts doing stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to make it sound like, you got to make it seem like it's okay for him.
Yeah.
A girl can look at a girl in the gym and it's support, but when a guy does it, he's creepy.
Kind of agree with that.
Honestly, same.
Kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
Not many guys are looking for support in the gym when you're doing stuff.
No. No. And we're not looking to support.
No, we're
looking to look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't think that
unless he's like a PT and he's like,
oh yeah,
does something like that, and you can tell that he's looking at your technique, your squat angle, la la la, where your hips align. But if he, most 95% of the men out there are probably just looking at that bunda.
Facts.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Biggest double standards in society? Body count.
Oh, yes. Men can have, doesn't matter for a man.
No, not at all.
But if a girl has a high body count,
yeah.
Girl.
That one's weird.
No good. Biggest double standards in society. Wait, this one's good. Mm. Climate people that cry about the world, but when they go on vacation, they go in a plane.
Oh, shit.
Oi, is that not so true?
They do. Yeah. They should be just walking.
Like, yeah, climate people that cry about the climate, but they own an iPhone.
Yeah.
Apple is literally one of the worst companies for the climate. Mm. They have cobalt mines and shit like that, that people, also, it's like, what's it called? It's not slavery, but it's human rights and like just humans. These people are in there mining with their hands. When in the licensing and all that, it says that they're supposed to be mining with equipment.
Mm.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, they would cut so many corners in third world countries where they mine from and do all this.
100%.
So they make their money.
Literally.
Yeah, and then they sell to us for an overpriced thing.
Wait, that's a crazy one, eh?
Oh, I saw another. I'm not going to be able to remember. I saw another one that was like that.
Mm.
Okay, let me get this one right. Mums expected to do more, but dads are congratulated when babysitting their own children.
Facts! That one's so annoying. That one grinds my gears so much. We've spoken about it before where it's like you want to do your daughter's hair and then they go, oh my God, your husband's so cute. But like the mum gets the kids ready for school every single day.
It's your daughter.
Like, yeah, it's your daughter. You should just want to do that.
Exactly.
Why are you like congratulating a guy for that? It's okay for sports fans to be crazy, but not Taylor Swift fans.
Is that not okay?
Everyone gives them so much shit for being crazy about it.
What?
Everyone gives Taylor Swift so much hate.
I thought that was normal and good.
Well, no, yeah, it should be normal and good.
Oh.
But it's more normal to be crazy over sport.
I'm the minority.
Than for these girls to be crazy over Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is out there.
Taylor Swift's bigger than any sport that exists.
Yeah, you go for it.
Yeah.
I thought it was natural to be so hyped around it. Obviously not. Mm. Okay. This one. Sent in by a girl. Demanding equal pay but not splitting the bill.
Oh, shit. A girl sent that in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, I guess fair.
I was just like,
I guess.
Turning some cards.
That one scares me, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, this one's also sent in by a female.
Yeah.
All right. If a woman can ask how tall you are, a man should be able to ask how heavy you are.
Imagine if that
was better. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That terrifies me.
That does terrify me.
Honestly.
Don't take that one.
I would like to point out that I'm totally fine with you being able to ask how tall I am and I can't ask how heavy you are.
Exactly.
It's all good, girls. It's all good. I can't believe a girl sent that in.
And where's just a constant number that means nothing?
Wait, that girl's obviously skinny.
Yeah. Okay, this one might be my favorite one. Biggest double standard in society. Women can't accidentally hit the curb, but men can drunk drive.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This episode is brought to you by Bye. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bye so great? It's simple. From raspberry lemon lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
That's crazy. Oh, no. Holy shit.
You just said,
Damn it. Didn't it? There was no silence. Okay. If a man can say, can you cook? A woman should be able to say, can you build a house?
Oh, actually.
What are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, fill me at home. What are you doing? I'm out here slaving in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Far, yeah, yeah.
Jesus. At least build me some furniture.
At least go make me a shed.
Something.
Yeah. Use those hands.
Although they do take both very different amount of times to do.
Time frame, yeah. What's a better example? Would be more like...
I don't know.
Cooking and...
Yeah.
Building it.
Can you fix this drawer?
Yeah.
It's like, do you at least have the handyman skills to hang up a TV?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Can you hang up a TV?
If I really wanted to, I wouldn't trust myself. Not really. Oh, I said it, damn it. Biggest double standards in society. Expecting introverts to talk, but not expecting extroverts to be quiet.
Fuck yes. I love that one.
So do I.
But thinking about it, if extroverts were to be quiet, who's going to be doing the talking?
I prefer to sit in silence sometimes. Oy, with some of these people same. Yapping on.
Oh my God.
I'm here and they always say, oh, you're so quiet, Oddie. I'm like, yep. Because you're telling me how your morning routine was that you do every single day for the past 10 years was.
You're so quiet. But for some reason, I know the minute you woke up, and that you woke up with some sore eyes or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, I know too much about you.
I know way too much. I know what time you pissed.
Yeah.
Okay. Leave those details out.
When people ask me how my day is, I say good, but I was like, I can tell you how Ashley's day is even better.
Oi, fuck my day. I'll tell you how her day is.
I know everything. Oh, that's all mine.
Yeah, same. That was, those honestly, they're good.
They were
they
good.
They were good.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.
Guys, we're back with the things girls do that give guys butterflies.
Damn, yeah. It's a good one.
Okay. When you get a text saying, can I ask you a question?
Oh, that does give you butterflies.
I'm like, I know I've done nothing wrong, but what did I do wrong?
Yeah, you're like, they're not good butterflies.
No, they're nervous terrible. Butterflies.
They're terrible butterflies.
Yeah, they're not good butterflies.
Like, reply quicker, please.
I know. It's like, of course, just call me.
Yeah.
Now. Quote, when she says, I've been told not to tell anyone, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
You feel special. You feel like her king.
Yeah. There's nothing makes you feel more special when it's like, I'm going to tell you anyway.
Yeah, you can trust me.
I
can keep your secrets.
In the early days of a relationship, when you've gone a few days without seeing her, and then when you see her and she says, like you're hugging her and she goes, I've missed you.
Yeah, that is fucking.
And you're like, you know what? I've missed you too.
Like,
I didn't realize, but I missed you too. Dude,
you are my life. Why does this hug fit so well?
Okay, so the scene is you've just left after your first date.
Yeah.
You've just got in the car, okay? And then she texts you. She texts you saying, thanks so much. Had the best time. Can't wait to do it again.
Butterflies. Literally, you pick up your phone, you're like,
yeah,
just smiling. That is literally. And if you don't get the text, you're just like the most depressed person.
I know. You're like, should I send it?
Yeah. Like, hurry up. How things work.
A FaceTime call out of nowhere.
Mm-mm.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I love a FaceTime call.
Does that give you butterflies?
I always, for some reason, but like, because if it's at the normal time at the end of the night,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm expecting it. I'm saying random out
to
of
be
nowhere.
Fair, random one, I do get them.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, what does she want?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, what do I owe the pleasure?
Yes.
Meeting her parents for the first time.
That fucking overdoes.
Boy,
yeah.
That's not good butterflies.
No, they're not
that's
good.
That's nervous butterflies. They are.
That's like shitting yourself butterflies.
Watching her open a gift you got her.
They're good butterflies.
That's a good one.
It fills up and you're like, wait for the smile.
I know.
Wait for it.
It's like, is she going to cry?
Yeah.
Is she going to cry?
Cry.
All right. Quote again from a girl. She says, you're with her as well. Okay. I'm going to go shower. And then she walks to the door and she turns around and she goes, aren't you coming with me?
Butterfly or boner? What are you?
They both start with B. It's a boner butterfly.
It's a boner butterfly. It literally is.
I got butterflies down here.
Oh, yeah. You're just like, ladies, take some tips. That is any man will. You won't see him move.
No, exactly. Quick. He'll be like, really?
Yeah. And then you're like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, you're like serious, serious.
When she's your passenger princess and she plays with your hair while you're driving. Oh,
that when she puts her hand over and it's just like, you're like,
I know.
I'm not cutting this.
Yeah, there's no way.
It's like, I'm keeping this long hair for you. That kind of turns you on to.
Honestly, yeah.
It does.
It does too. I agree.
Yeah.
All right, last one. When you send a risky text and they match your energy.
Matching your energy is literally, there's no better feeling.
I've got butterflies from the text already.
Yeah.
All right.
As soon as you send a risky text and then the conversations after that, after the match is there, you're just like, she's my one. No. She's perfect.
Yeah.
She's an angel.
Yeah.
She's literally the one giving me butterflies.
Or when you send a risky text and you throw your phone.
Yeah.
And then when you finally go, you hear it go bing and you're like, oh shit. And you're like walking over to it because you've left it. You're like, I've got to keep busy for a second. Yeah. And then you're
what
like,
what needs to be cleaned? Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you start cleaning. Yeah. You always start stress cleaning.
Yeah.
Butterfly cleaning.
Yeah,
and then you hear the ping and you go over and you're like, you know what? I'm going to leave it for like 2.5, 5 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
And then you go over and you see the message and you go, you wait for Face ID to open. You're like, hurry up, hurry up. And then energy matched and you're like, oh, yeah. How good.
Yeah. Butterflies averted.
We're good. Butterflies good. Yeah. Oh, you ever have the, what I always hate is when I'm nervous for something, I always need this shit.
Really?
Yeah. Do you ever get nervous shit?
I do nervous wheeze.
Nervous wheeze. I'm a nervous shitter.
I'm a nervous wheeler. Mm. Yeah. But not really in like the situations of life. Mine was more sporting events wheeze.
Sporting events, yes.
Yeah.
I used to get very nervous to go, here's a funny, oh, embarrassing story. Maybe I'll save it. We're going to end the episode. I'll save it for next week, guys. I'll tell an embarrassing story next week. Come back. But I always used to get them before going on planes.
Oh, no. I do still sort of. I always like, I got to piss. But that's not nervous. That's just so I don't have to piss on the plane.
Well, I used to get anxious. I used to get air sick, like travel sick.
Yeah.
So I used to get anxious. I was going to get sick. And then I always thought if I try and take a shit, then I have nothing to vomit up. Which is not true. Yeah,
what's the logic?
Because I don't know. I was a kid.
That's your outfit logic coming out.
I was a kid. What do you mean, my outfit logic? This is good shit.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah, sure.
We'll see who wins.
Watch me win.
We'll see who wins.
Yeah.
All right.
Do what you wanna do. Be what you wanna be. Relatables.
All right, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for the episode.
Thank you.
Structure's a little different. We just wanted to emphasize Patreons, link in the description. You know what to do. $5 a month.
$1.25 a week.
17 cents a day. Girl math it for you. Go on your hot girl walks. Go if you're still walking now. This is a long walk hour. Like, keep walking. Yeah, you look keep fucking walking. Good.
Go get those steps up.
But we got a little bit of a different ending.
We want you guys to send in your song recommendations, all right, with a voice message of you singing it.
Yeah.
And if you're talented enough and you have the time on your hands, if you make music, by all means,
yeah,
go make an original song. You can get some sound bites from the episodes, yeah, or you can send in an original song and we'll play a bit of it on the episode of, and we'll give you a shout out.
But for most of you who are musically challenged like myself, so I like to call it, voice messages, even without the music in the background. Yeah.
Because we can't have the music in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Me and I'll just outro it as well. Jake can outro it too. And we'll just listen to you. I want you to be in your natural element. Go ham. Go to the wall because it's funny when 95% of us can't sing.
Yeah. And we'll give you a shout out with it. So
if you're feeling yourself, just have a crack.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Big love.
Thank you, everybody.
See you next week.
Do be what you wanna be. Relatables.